star on my car and one on my chest. A gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Ah, yes, highway patrol, highway patrol. We know what it all means with that. And Dave Plain, it is an edition of Safety Talk this morning. We've got Sergeant Jimmy Morgan in studio today. He's going to be talking to us about everything being those roadways in the great state of Texas, highways and byways, the back roads, whether it be caliche or dirt road or the waterways or skyways. We got you covered here this morning on a KWHI. And Sergeant Morgan, as always, we thank you for coming in and visiting with us.
Well, you got AC, so I'm glad to be here.
we do have that.
So obviously, one of the things our department's encouraged in Texas is use caution in the summer heat. Mm-hmm. So, obviously.
And it's been hot.
Yeah, it's been hot. I see a lot of them tire blowouts and stuff like that. I stopped to help old boy the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And here's about three of them. They're pretty young. I'd say they're in their 20s. Well, anyway, I knew that he was in bad shape because the donut was already on the back right, and the front right was the one that was blown. And he kind of had that look, you know what I'm saying? I said, "Hey, man, what are you going to want to do?" He said, "Well, I done called my mom." I said, "You going to make your mom change your flat?" And he goes, "No, she'll bring somebody with her. I got to go to work." I said, "Man, I don't know about that. That seemed wrong."
So were both tires flat?
Well, he already used the donut. He didn't have a spare.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So what do? We call Ma. Okay. I mean, whatever. Then I stopped and helped a guy the other day out of gas. No money, nothing. I don't know where. I mean, so I went to the gas station. Guy was nice enough, loaned me a gas can. I put some gas in it.
Mm-hmm.
Got enough where he can make it in the brine and whatever. Little things that we do behind it. Of course, it's that hot media stuff, you know.
Yeah.
These are little things that we do. We try to help out when we can. So, anyway.
And, of course, you know, you guys do that because there's that number on the back of the license, right?
Well, I didn't give them a chance to call.
Oh.
I did that on my own.
You strolled up on them, huh?
So, hey, I saw something this morning, and I'm still pretty angry about it. You know, the construction's complete on the one side of 36, the concrete, and they moved the traffic over there, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in line at the light, business 36 and 36, and a dude comes by on a motorcycle passing on the right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an improved shoulder. It's just like it's only like 3 foot. Right now, it's just about 3 foot wide.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's one thing about law enforcement. You never want to go and try to conduct a traffic stop if you're going to be more danger in what you're trying to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by then, I looked, light was red. It's a no passing zone. I couldn't get to the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I caught a red light at the 577. Well, anyway, I was just waiting for the chance. If I got up to him, I was going to stop right that open. My boy was fixing to get me out of retirement when he was fixed it. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why these guys on motorcycles think they can do that. You can't. You may get away with that in California. You can't do that here in Texas.
Mm-mm.
So, anyway, I just.
Okay. So let me pose this question to you here, just because that just makes me think about it. That situation, can you not, like, radio to another?
There was no other unit around. Here on them kind of deals, every time you were able to radio and get somebody, that guy's gone. That motorcycle, that guy's gone.
I mean, but could you do that though? You could radio.
Absolutely,
like you can't get
absolutely. If I knew somebody was ahead, I'd give them a heads. Hey, there's a black motorcycle. Mm-hmm. This is what the guy's wearing. When you see him stop, I'll be right there.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Or if I had to go somewhere and I had him stop, of course I'd like to be there. But if I knew that was him, I would have him write the ticket and just put my name at the bottom just in case I need to come testify in court.
Mm-hmm.
He could do that if he wanted to also.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you guys can communicate with each
absolutely.
Other, coordinate things.
Okay. Yes, yes. But yeah, that's not good. I can't believe that guy did that. Well, anyway, the last, I've been kind of waiting around, and I got something by email from our department, and it's we've got some interesting changes coming up in September, and I want to try to go through them. Now, when I go through them, I don't have the new book in front of me, so I'm going to try to really right now it's going to be more, I would say, in general terms, in speaking, because that's how they kind of got these things listed. Matter of fact, they don't even have the transportation code next to it. They have the Senate bill that it was being passed on, that it has passed on some of these rules. So, I'll go through these things, and some you may know and some you're not going to know. And, before I forget, today's program, again, sponsored by Country Boys here in Brenham, $15.
Oh, bumping it up. Look at
that. They bumped it up.
Fancy.
I mean, well, the heat's up. This is up. Okay.
There you go.
So, I've got a great trivia question. I'll start out with the trivia question.
Okay.
You know, this one sticker program that we went to. You remember that one phone call we got? I think I had my captain here.
Okay.
All right. And the guy was upset because what? You remember what he was upset about?
I don't know.
Of course, I tell this story. People just look at me when I tell. So the guy was upset on because he had to get his trailer inspected. Mm-hmm. Now, if you remember, he thought trailer was different than car because with a car, you can go and get inspected to go in and drive on to work.
Mm-hmm.
But with a trailer, you got to go get inspected and then take it back home. Mm-hmm. And it takes more time and all that. And everybody thought this was a new law that you had to have a trailer inspected if it was 4,500 pounds or more.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, they just now changed that starting in September. What is the new weight that you require now to have your trailer inspected?
Okay.
And so this is going to help a lot of people out. There's a new weight out there. Excess of 4,500 pounds. What is the new weight starting September 1st that you're not required to have your trailer inspected until you meet this weight? What weight is that?
All right.
And so anyway, that's my trivia question.
Any farmers out there, you should know this.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people. If you got that RV and that boat and you're going to the lake and you've been having a and you had to go get an inspect for registration, well, you may catch a break next time.
Okay. Well, there you go. All right.
Anyway, that's my trivia.
So informative, nonetheless, today.
Well, I'm going to try to be there.
Yeah.
We got anything on the board? I don't see that look and all that.
But if you do have questions, of course, if you want to answer the trivia question today, or if you have questions for Sergeant Morgan, 979-836-9937, 836-9937, or send us those emails. I'll check those here this morning, mail@kwhi.com.
It says here statewide data from previous years show more motor vehicle thefts are committed in July than any other month.
Really?
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. People want to get out of the heat. Get an AC of a car.
Well, you think people are more on vacation. You know what? When I listen to the news and stuff at night, and they talk about some of these burglary thefts and this theft of vehicles, what do they normally say? If you're paying attention to what they say? A lot of them are not.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't even lock the car. So, I mean, you're just inviting some of this on your own.
Yeah.
Most of these guys are going to go on the easiest thing they can get to. So if you make it easy for them, the odds are against you because they're going to take advantage of it. And so, again, you know, if you're on summer vacation, well, anytime, lock your car up. I need to go back to that law. We got that extension on the remote control. Remember we had that one law I was talking about, stopping, locking your car, setting your parking brakes and all that? Well, you know, a lot of people don't do that. And it's not something probably gets highly enforced, but again, I just think a lot of people are moving around vacation time this year, and I've seen people say they went into the store and left the keys in the car because they were just in there to pay, and they'd be right back out. Right? And they come back, and car not there.
Yeah,
car not there. So that's not a good thing. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there for conversation piece. Let's see here. I'm going to start out with my little list here, and you just tell me when we get a call and line me out, okay?
All right, we'll do that.
Okay, so let's see here. Which list do I want to go with? Senate bill. Here we go.
Yeah, so much Senate stuff bill. Where to go with that.
Okay, on that new law I was talking about on the weight, that's going to be Senate Bill 101 in relation to that. On that weight of the trailers. Here's one, House Bill 1935. License to carry. You know, we already found out that they're going to be lowering the rates from down to $40 to get you a license to carry permit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the renewal is also going to be $40. So it's going to be quite cheap for people to get their license to carry. I see a light flashing. If that means anything, let me know.
Yeah, no, that's the phone call.
Okay.
That's what that means. All right, here we go. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today.
I'm calling about the turning lanes. They're coming in. You know, when you get off the highway and then you turn to a location you come in, like the state school, they got a turning lane there from Gobble.
Right.
At the school.
Out there on 36, the state school out there?
Right.
Okay.
Yes. They got a turning lane there, but the rest of the way they ain't got none in. And when you come in and somebody slows down, you put on the brakes, you slide right into the back of them. They'd have a turning lane like they didn't finish their job.
Now, where are you talking about at now?
Like coming in the Lowe's or Home Depot, they ain't got no turning lanes on the right side or left side. By the state school, they do.
Mm-hmm.
You can drive out that way once you can see that.
Okay. Well, I always typically say if you have some highway-related markings or whatever, certainly have you visited with the local TxDOT office here?
No, I need to go by and talk to them about it. I they didn't get a job, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's what I would do originally, and then see if they take a look at it and see if they can see what you're talking about and see if there's something they can do in that area, but I want to go through there today. I'll take a look at that and see what he's talking about.
Yeah,
I do know this. I will testify to this. I stopped in to get gas there at Walmart one time. I forgot what day it was, but it was a lot of cars.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to get out of there if you're going.
It's a high traffic area.
Yeah,
it is.
It's a very high volume traffic area. It's tough to get out there at some time.
Mm-hmm.
So. You got to be patient, and you got to really watch out what the other vehicles are doing. Because if you don't, you can have an accident there pretty quick. I'll give you that. High volume area, a lot of good. I mean, a lot of stores and a lot of interchanging in and out, and so you just really got to watch what you're doing in that area. So, but I'll take a look at that area because I'm going out that way today anyway. So,
okay, it would help to have them turning lanes because you got. So many people slow down, and then they put their blinker on. It's too late, and then you wind up hitting them from the back. Then it's your fault.
Yeah. Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah. Okay. I'll take a look at it and see what we come up with. But anyway, between now and then, call go by the local TxDOT office and let them.
Okay.
So they put.
Thank you, Jen.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, appreciate the phone call. There we go. Easy enough. 979-836-9937, 836-9937 today for questions or if you want to answer the trivia question today.
Right. So I was talking about license to carry, and, you know, certainly this time of year, I get this question, you know, reason I have a license to carry to begin with, carry outside the state if you want to carry on your person, has to be holstered, shoulder or some type of belt holster or whatever, can't be laying on your seat, has to be concealed and all that good stuff. Well, I'm hearing some of this come out of some of the knife owners and people wondering, hey, why would you get open carrying a pistol and we can't open carry on some of these knives and whatever. So if you go to illegal knives in the penal code, mm-hmm. They have a list of them.
Now,
half of them, I got to be honest with you, half of them, I don't know if I can even pronounce most of these things. But
I was always kind of told if the blade was bigger than, like, your hand or something, than your hand, then it was illegal.
Well, is your hand bigger than mine?
I don't know, maybe.
Well, I mean,
don't know. That's what I was told. You know, if the blade was bigger than your hand, then it was illegal.
No, I want to address that. Let me ask you something. This got asked the other day. I had a buddy of mine. He was doing a radio show up in Brownwood.
Mm-hmm. It's way up there.
It's way, and it's a good radio program, too, mm-hmm. by the way.
Not better than this one, though.
Well, okay. I can't say that.
Yeah.
I can't say that. You can. I can't help
it
myself. But anyway, I thank you for that. I think I have hopefully I have a little bit to do with that. But anyway, there was a caller who said, hey, look, can you carry a machete in your car?
Yeah, you can throw it in the trunk. I guess you can.
Well,
I wouldn't want a machete in the front of the car with me. Oh.
I know we got a call there. Under 4601, under the penal code, It talks about a term for the illegal knife.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The number one line, A, says knife with a blade over 5.5 inches. It's a machete, got a blade over 5.5 inches.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's take care of the call, okay, if that's what we got.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Then we'll come back to this knife thing.
All right. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today.
Yes, I was going to answer the trivia question.
All right, go ahead.
Is it 7,500 pounds?
You're correct.
Hey, we got a winner today.
See, wasn't that hard?
Yeah, it wasn't
that hard.
So anything below 7,500.
Yeah, 7,500.
I asked my husband first, and he wasn't sure, and he said, look it up on the web. So I found it on the web, and he was about 1,000 pounds over.
Hey, long as we know, though.
So do y'all have an RV, boat, trailer, or anything?
We don't. We actually have mostly farm trailers, and he said it didn't apply to farm that he had heard, and so
Wait, wait. Where did he hear that from?
Just talking around, like, in the community and in the organizations that he belongs to, because it is of interest to him.
He didn't hear it from us, correct?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
That didn't sound like it. Didn't sound like it. So he may be right or wrong. I'm not even going to let him know if he's right or wrong.
Come on now. don't leave me hanging about that now.
You're right. Farmers do get exemption on motor vehicle inspections. That's correct.
Okay, good.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, ma'am. Hold on the line for just a minute. And we'll get information from you, and we'll get set with your certificate, okay?
Let's go ahead and take that break. I'll let you take care of that, then we'll come back on the knife. So that'll be okay?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
We'll come back. All right, we'll take a quick break here. We'll come back. More Safety Talk this morning, 979-836-9937, or send us an email here. We'll check those, mail at kwhi.com. We'll come back right after this.
Summer's a time for relaxing on the beach or traveling to new places. You shouldn't have to worry about insurance. Lucky you, Van Dyke Rankin offers the best in auto, home, health, and life insurance, even commercial products. Van Dyke Rankin wants to help make your life simpler, so enjoy your vacation. They've got you covered. Call Van Dyke Rankin at 979-836-5636 today to speak with one of our insurance experts.
Get ready to rock Brenham, Texas, because this Saturday night, the Hot Nights Cool Tunes Concert Series welcomes back for the ninth year in a row, Sway.
Yes,
sponsored by Citizens State Bank, Mike Lautman Family Cosmetic Dentistry, Budweiser Mike Coppins Distributing, and J&A Roofing, Sway to play your favorite songs from the 70s through today. Bring your lawn chairs to downtown Brenham early Saturday night to get the best seats. Then stroll along Alamo Street to see the classic cars of the Stray Cats Car Club cruise in. Vendors and downtown merchants will be selling food and drinks. And at 7 o'clock, Sway takes the stage.
Hold the line. Love isn't always on time.
Don't miss the last Hot Nights Cool Tunes Concert of the Summer this Saturday night in downtown Brenham. Sponsored by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, Citizen State Bank, Michael Altman Family and Cosmetic Dentistry, and J&A Roofing, presented free by the City of Brenham.
Garbage trucks.
Tired of carrying your trash bags to the curb? Do you hate cleaning up the mess that stray animals leave behind when they dig up your trash bags? Let Budget Disposal solve these problems. They have 95-gallon carts and 2, 4, or 6-yard dumpsters that can hold all your household trash. Plus, the lowest prices around. And if they can't beat the other prices, they'll match them, guaranteed. If you live outside Brenham City limits, call Budget Disposal at 979-830-9060 and let them be your trash disposal company. They look forward to hearing from you.
Garbage trash.
Welcome back again. Another edition of Safety Talk this morning. 979-836-9937, a number here in studio today. You can also send us an email at mail, M-A-I-L, at kwhi.com. As Sergeant Morgan's in studio answering your questions and asking questions, and they're being answered by listeners today.
Hey.
And they know what they're doing. They're pretty smart.
Well, that's what I'm, yeah.
Yeah.
It pays to listen.
It does.
Okay.
Mary Wren this morning. Mary Wren. She knew.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we do have a new listener down in Belleville.
Do we?
Donna Langford.
Okay.
Morning, Donna.
Met her a couple weeks. Well, it's been more than a couple weeks, but she asked when our next show was going to be, and I told her, I hope she's listening today. So,
well, she is. Good morning.
Anyway, good morning. So before I move on to the switchblades and laws on knives and all that, you and Rodney remind me of something on this, the 7,500 pounds that we're going up to. What weight are you required to have a what I call a breakaway, emergency breakaway device in case your trailer comes separated from your pool unit?
7,500 pounds.
Well, it's 4,500 pounds.
45.
The same weight that it used to be.
That hasn't changed.
So I have not been told that has changed yet.
Okay.
But it's something to consider. So remember this. You may see, and I think maybe that was some of the things that they might have looked at during inspection to see if you had this, if it was, if you were getting it inspected. But so that hadn't changed that I'm aware of. So if you got a trailer over 4,500 pounds more, you got to have that breakaway thing in case it comes separated.
So safety chains or something.
Well, no, it's the thing that sets your brakes if your trailer comes detached from your unit.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's there's different kinds out there. Some are electric or whatever it may be. But if a trailer separates, some of them are designed to, it pulls and it sets the brakes on the trailer. So, that's required at 4,500 pounds. So I'm curious to see if that weight will change as this changed. Okay. So anyway, I throw that out there.
So I'm thinking that you're going to do some research and tell us about it next time we come back. Yeah.
I can't do the research if they don't change it. I can only tell you what the law is today.
Okay, well then.
I will let you know if they do change it, but right now it's 4,500 pounds.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So, this machete thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I just read line A, and you said, oh yeah, over 5.5. So, here's how it's been going over the years. And I talked to some DAs, and if you don't know how this stuff goes, whatever, I'll have to break it down for you. Sometimes when laws are put in the books, you read it as an officer and you have a case, you file it, whatever. And guess what? Your prosecutor looks at it and he wants to see if it meets all the elements for him to proceed for prosecution. All right. If he has problems with the case, how you did it, did you do it properly, search warrant, all that stuff, whatever. There's various reasons why prosecutors say, okay, I like it, or no, you need this, this, and this, or whatever. But on most times on these machetes, knives, if they were not used in a, like, a legal matter, setting up farmers out there cleaning a fence row with a machete knife, they left that guy alone. They didn't go after him. Because he was using it as a farm tool. Now, you got a pound of weed in the car and you got a machete, and they're going to go after you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But that's fixing change, too. We had another call?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today.
Last week, way up in Minnesota, I read a local paper. They were talking about the new Texas law that broadened the definition of what knives could be carried. Do you know anything about that? This is just a newspaper article.
Yeah.
I read up in Minnesota.
Yeah, well, that's what we're fixing to go into. Yes, sir.
Pardon me?
Yes, that's what. If just stay on the air, and I'll answer that. That's what we're fixing to go into. We're leading into this new law that's starting in September. Yes, sir. Thanks for that call.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you. Bye. Bye.
And so, a couple of sessions ago, a lot of people forgot about this. They took switchblade out. That's an illegal knife.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that either. I was asking about that off the air a while ago.
So, and I sat back like you probably did and went, that was interesting. What was that all about? You know, especially.
They were illegal for the longest of times.
Look, I have this, as a law enforcement officer, I probably feel different a little bit than the average guy out there does. But things like that, I get, what was that about? You know, starting September 1st, they're pretty much all these Bowie knives, swords, and all that, they're going to let you carry them. They're taking illegal knives out of there. What this gentleman here was talking about, that 5.5, there's an exception to that 5.5 play. They're going to allow you to carry that buck knife over 5.5 inch and all that, except there's going to be situations that they're not going to allow you to carry that that bladed knife. And it's going to be kind of in fence, such as School events, amusement parks, and that kind of center, et cetera. I don't have them all listed here, but that's so you're going to be able to carry unless you go into these type of events, then they're not going to allow you to carry that.
Now,
so basically, they're taking that 5-inch blade, what I just mentioned. They're going to extend. There's not going to be a limit on that blade.
Now, does it need to be sheathed or in any way?
Does not go into that right now.
Okay.
If that does come out, and that's what they say, it has to be kind of like a pistol. It has to be in some kind of a casing or whatever.
Yeah.
Then I'll check, and if I hear any of that, I'll pass that on to our listeners.
Yeah. So you, guy can walk down with a katana sword, you know, in his hand, unsheathed, and be okay.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what? According to this thing here, September 1st, we fix and find out.
Okay. I mean, I'm just curious.
You know, it's just like the guy that wants to carry the rifle down the roadway.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it, right? But somebody's gonna pick up the phone.
Oh yeah.
All right. Because everybody wants to know what. What's the intention?
What's going on here?
You know, I always tell people, just because you can do something, don't make it smart. Don't make it, you know, you got to think about what you're doing. If you draw alarm to people, especially this day and time, somebody going to pick up the phone. And then guess what? Then we're going to have to figure out, all right, you're legal what you're doing. But between me and you, can you let me know kind of what's going on here? Okay. Because you know good and well, as soon as you leave, right? 5 minutes later, what's going to happen? You're going to get another call.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be able to say, well, you know, this is what his intentions are or whatever. So, it kind of puts officers in a bad predicament.
Yeah.
Because there's no end to this thing.
Yeah, nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. And then to keep people from calling.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know how many people we're going to have going down the road carrying a sword, whatever it may be.
You know,
we'll see.
But
somebody's going to think about it, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Big old broad sword,
big old claymore or something like that.
Yeah, they'll watch an old John Wayne movie or something like that. So, anyway, but that's where we're at on NICE and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking that stuff out. They're going to allow people to carry these things. They're going to allow the 5.5-inch knife blade over that, as long as you're not carrying in schools, amusement parks, and all this stuff. And I'll find, if I can find any more places that's going to be prohibited, I'll pass that on.
So at this point, there will be no bladed weapon that will be illegal to carry.
Well, I won't say none, but nothing that's listed here in the penal code.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, it talks about, for instance, the 5.5-inch bladed knife.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about a dagger, a Bowie knife, a sword, and a spear. So,
okay. So no axes then?
Yeah. No illegal knives or prohibited weapons or anything like that. So,
okay. All right.
That's what a knife is what I just described. So,
okay.
As far as the penal codes. If there's something out there they forgot about, well, I guess we'll find out about it, because somebody's going to think about that. Well, what about this? Well, I don't know. It don't say that here. So,
yeah.
What else we got going? So we talked about inspections on trailers. We've talked about knives. Let's see here. Good Samaritan Act. All right. So this time of year, we're talking about summer heat and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened every now and then, and I hear about it, is – you know, we on this show, we've talked about not leaving anything in the car because of the heat and all that. No person, no dog, no animal. So you're walking through the parking lot, and some parent didn't pay attention to what we were talking about today. And you see a child left in the car, hot, whatever, and you're concerned. There's always kind of been this Good Samaritan Act. For example, you drive a model wreck, somebody's hurt. If you don't pull them out, right, the car is burning. They're going to burn up if you don't pull them out, okay? Maybe you ding their arm up. So maybe something happens. Well, the law protects that person for trying to help somebody out. You know, they've kind of carried it a little bit farther on this. It says here, the issue is addressed before the law. Texans could break into a vehicle if they were trying to save a child or disabled person inside without facing criminal charges. But they still could be hooked for civil liability. So what this does, however, legislation provided new in beginning September will protect Good Samaritan who break into cars if there's a reason to believe the person inside is in imminent danger. So as long as they call 911 first. Imminent danger. That's what I was trying to say.
Imminent, yeah.
My tongue was tied.
We got you. We understand.
Yeah, I was trying to get there. My wife would kill me right now. Anyway.
We'll give you a pass.
And so I kind of already thought that was there, but apparently there were some loopholes in that. Mm-hmm. So if you – that helped protect a person criminally and civilly if that's what you have to do.
Yeah, because, I mean, sure, they can come back and make you pay the window or any kind of damages for breaking it out. But
right.
Now,
and that's what the thing was, hey, you're going to pay for my window, right? So anyway, no, I just saved your child, okay? Now, we know about the texting starting in 1st September that no texting here in Texas, all right? So College Station kind of reminded me yesterday. Remember, we still have other cities that go beyond that.
Yeah, because it's just no text. It's not hands-free.
Yeah, we didn't do the hands-free.
You can't text.
Now, where do we have hands-free as a state?
San Antonio, Austin.
Well, other than the cities, school zones.
School zones, oh, yeah.
School zones, right? Truck drivers, commercial truck drivers. That Fed regs cover that and all that. School parking lots and stuff. So there are some situations that we do have hands-free, not statewide.
Now, does that cover the CB radios? You're talking about the big rigs? Does that cover the CBs?
No, they allow them to do that.
Okay.
I'm hands-free. We did that. I think there would be a what do you call it, a convoy?
bring things to a crawl around the state.
So... anyway, that's kind of where we are at with that. But just a reminder that there's going to be no texting, but there's places like College Station, Amarillo, that have hands-free. So don't just get too comfortable and say, hey, I'm just calling. Well, that may be a city violation on that. So
now, do they have to put up a sign anywhere around the city that says we're a hands-free city, or you just have to know that when you get into the new town?
In College Station, I gotta give it to them. They've had message boards out for a while. I've talked to law enforcement. They have issued warnings and citations, but they continue, especially as a new group of students.
Yes, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, they do have the message boards and stuff out, but I've seen towns that have these ordinance that I'm talking about and not have anything at all.
Yeah. So, like me going through, say I was driving through San Antonio, going through I-10, you know, coming from Florida, didn't know anything about it, no signs anywhere, you know, and if you don't know about that and you're trying to find, you know, where to go to find a hotel or something like that in a city.
Right.
You know.
So, and I don't have the list that what city has what, so... One can get confused. What do they just have a no texting? Or do they have a hands free? So I tell people the best thing to do. There's always that little thing in there that says unless stopped, commercial vehicles stopped, school zones. If you're stopped, right? So I guess what they're telling you, they're okay if you find your place on the shoulder. If it's an issue and you really the way to get out of that, just go to the shoulder or a parking lot and stop and. Find out what you need to find out, and then get back on the road. So I think that's the best way to probably do that.
All right. Get another phone call here. Okay. All right. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today.
Okay. I got a question. This happened to me twice in the last 2 weeks.
All right. Go ahead.
On 290, coming into town from Burton, and, you know, you got a turn lane there. Now, twice... People have used that for a passing lane when both of the other two lanes coming in front of them were active. What is the law on that?
The law on turn lanes, when you say turn lane, are we saying inside like left turn lane, or what kind of turn lane are we talking about?
On 290 West, coming out of Brenham. You know, after you pass K-Bops, you got two lanes going west, two lanes going east, and you got a turn lane.
Okay, you got the left turn lane. You're talking about the left center turn lane. Yes, sir. Yeah, the law on that, and I can catch it right there because I just wanted to make sure what kind of lane we're talking about. You cannot enter a left turn lane until it's the approximate location where you're fixing to make a left turn. So... You're at a light. You're about 15 cars back, and your intersection is way down there. You can't get in that lane and start using it and passing everybody up. That's a violation of law.
Well, both of these incidents, one time it was one car, and another time it was two cars. They were out further, and they passed both of the lanes coming into town and then got into the left lane coming into town.
You can't do that stuff. I mean, it's just a matter of law enforcement saying something like that and stopping them, you know. I got to be honest with you. I there's a lot of things I can give people warnings on, but if you're doing something like that and you're fixing to cause a wreck, and I would say more times than not, you probably got one coming on that one.
Because I always was told that you don't cross a solid yellow line unless you're at an intersection or a turn lane where it turns white.
Yes, but to know the left turn lane makes the exception, and that's why they have it marked the way they have it. It's not a passing lane, it's a turn lane. And,
right.
And that's why the markings on the road, the way they're marked, lets you know that it's no passing, right? You're turning left, you're not supposed to be passing. That's why they said the approximate location where you're fixing to make the left turn.
But actually what they're doing is using it for a passing lane.
That's correct.
Okay.
And you can go to the improved shoulder and use that. See, we talked about that a while back on line three. The gentleman called about making a left or whatever, and I went through some of the rules why you can use the improved shoulder. It says may. But it says to decelerate to make a right turn. Well, you're not decelerating if you're passing up 15, 20 cars to get down there to make that right turn. And trust me, go to Austin if you want to see what I'm talking about. I don't. It's amazing over there.
Okay.
It's amazing.
All right. You answered my question.
Thanks. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Where are we at? Okay. I'll keep going.
You want to take another break real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, cool.
Yeah, we'll do that. And
all right, I'll go get some of Ed's coffee.
Fresh up a coffee a little bit.
Yeah,
Ed's, warm it up.
Yeah, Ed's got some coffee back there.
All right. Let's do that real quick. We'll come back. More safety talk this morning. 979-836-9937. The number here, or send us those emails. I'm checking those periodically. So we've got any more coming in. Mail, M-A-I-L at KWHI.com. We'll come back. More safety talk after this on KWHI.
It's no joke. Reliable Homes of Sealy will beat any competitor's offer. Reliable Homes of Sealy is one of the fastest growing mobile home dealers in the nation. They're independently owned and operated, and they're making deals. With over 30 homes in stock from Schultz, Fleetwood, Champion, and True Homes, you're sure to find the home that fits your style and your wallet. Reliable Homes of Sealy has single wide homes starting in the mid 20s and double wide mobile homes starting in the low 40s. Lowest price guaranteed. Nobody beats their pricing. Stop in the location at 390 Gebhardt Road in Sealy and let one of their friendly, educated, never pushy sales staff show you the home of your dreams. If you're looking for a reputable dealer with no games or gimmicks, head to Reliable Homes of Sealy. They offer reliable service before and after the sale with their award-winning service department. Great service and prices that can't be beat. That's the guarantee of Reliable Homes of Sealy. 390 Gebhardt Road in Sealy. Online at reliablehomesofsealy.com. And on Facebook, se habla español.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Burnham invites you to come enjoy their new specials and new buffet items. Stop by today for new items on their buffet. Plus, every evening, Guadalajara is offering two entrees for $20. Choose from six available entrees, which includes chili con queso. New bar specials include margaritas for $2.99 each all day Saturday. Plus, Mexican martinis for $3.99. So enjoy all that's new at Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, 1308 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham, for great Mexican food.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Welcome back again. Safety Talk on KWHI. Craig Montana, Sergeant Jimmy Morgan in studio today answering your questions. whatever they may be, 979-836-9937 or mail, mail at kwhi.com. We do have an email question that did come in, but we're going to hold off. Jimmy's trying to find the information on that, so we're going to hold off on that. We may have to get to that next show or something like that.
Well, I think they're wanting to know what the what they would classify somebody on a open carry, what would they actually be charged? And it's I would have to double check, because I think depending on how they do it, what to do it, it may be a class B to a class A offense.
Mm-hmm. There's a difference there. Yeah.
So I'll double check. I want to double check before I actually give that answer. Yeah.
So we have your question. We're just going to hold off on answering it and asking and answering it until he can get the exact information for you, because don't want to give it false information, right?
Yeah. You know, going back to that car on their 545-404, I know I had it here somewhere. It says an unattended motor vehicle operator may not leave a vehicle unattended without stopping the engine, locking the engine, removing the key from the ignition.
So you get a ticket for leaving the key.
Well, you can. So what does the insurance company say? When you say, hey, man, can you tell me what happened? Well, I left my keys in the car.
The
reason I say that, I've heard stories about insurance companies. Did you have your seatbelt on during this accident, whatever? I'm just saying, you better read your policy, because that may make a difference on that. So I just ran across that. I knew I had it here somewhere. And anyway, I'll find out. I'll go through. I'm sure there's a list on this concealed carry on certain ones. But hey, did we ever discuss what a short barrel firearm was? By the way, before I move on off of this stuff,
I don't know if you have or not.
I get asked this, and I'm surprised I don't get more questions. I get more during hunting season.
Mm-hmm.
Short barrel firearm means a barrel length less than 16 inches. Or a shotgun barrel length of 18 inches, or any weapon or shotgun or rifle if altered and has an overall length less than 26 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So you see people with, they saw the barrel off or the stock or whatever it may be. So here.
No.
You can't be, the overall length of a shotgun or rifle cannot be less than 26 inches.
I was going to ask about that. It's like, I didn't think you could have a sawed-off shotgun.
So you can, but you're limited. And so on a shotgun, the barrel length has to be at least 18, and a rifle has to be at least 16. Okay,
right.
So that's what a short barrel firearm, if you have one and you're wondering if it was legal or not, well, there you go. And this shows up every now and then on this open carrier thing. These weapons that are $18.99 or replicas and stuff, they're not defined as a pistol or whatever. They get that exemption.
Yeah, because I know there's a TV show I watch, and they talk about that. If it's like a certain year, you don't have to have the certain paperwork for it because it's considered an antique or something like that.
Right.
You know,
right.
People who watch it, they know what I'm talking about. I ain't saying no name.
You don't watch the you know my wife watches some of these shows. I said, I don't understand how you watch them. Well, let's see here. David's Law. What is David's Law? It's a you know, over the last few years we've seen this media or these people posting things, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, and some not so good. Some are pointed at other people, distasteful and all that stuff. And we've seen the results of some of that where somebody, that's what I tell people, look, you don't never really know how people are going to take things. And I know that working the highway for many years. And I always tell people, if I'd made 20 stops today, I have to adjust my personality, whatever, to the person I'm dealing with. Yeah. And you have to do this within seconds to figure out kind of what you got. You're trying to find that happy medium ground to carry on what needs to be done. Okay. so you change to the level or whatever. But people, I never know what's going on in people's lives when I get them stopped. And sometimes good, sometimes bad. And now I'm involved in this, mm-hmm. in this life, okay? And so if somebody's being picked on all the time, and you never know how that person's going to react. And we've seen it over the years, kids going back to schools and shooting up schools. We've seen active shooter situations and different workplaces and stuff, depending how that was. But so this David law actually is something to put a little bit more teeth in. I already think they had something already, but this, I guess, adds a little bit more to it. It's Class A misdemeanor. And I'll just read it to you. It says here, David's law criminalized cyberbullying, which is absolutely an issue across the nation, not just in Texas. The law, according to MSA, makes it a Class A misdemeanor to harass or cyberbully somebody under 18 through text, social media, websites, and other means with the intent of causing to commit suicide or harm themselves. So, again, if you don't have anything nice to say about somebody or something, just don't say it, because if one of these things happens, you may be in violation of law yourself.
Yeah.
So that's what David's law is.
Just because you're behind a keyboard doesn't change anything.
Yeah. So anyway, that's actually added. It's a hate crime now, as starting September. If anyone attacks a former or current police officer,
or current or former,
yeah,
okay.
So
there you go.
There are already other laws in place on attacks on law enforcement, but I guess this would be even a little bit more advanced to that. So I don't know what's going on out there as far as I always tell people, I think, you know, especially in my district, the counties I travel to, whatever, I think the community still supports their law enforcement. Especially here in Washington County.
For the most part, I would say so.
Yeah, there's some. And I tell people what, hey, look, we're like any other large organization. Mm-hmm. Every now and then, something's going to happen, not quite so good, and it's just human because we're human, and we're going to make mistakes every now and then. But don't mean that everyone makes that mistake. So it's you. Anyway, let's see here. I've got just a couple other things here I was trying to go over. What do you got there?
I got an email question that came in here. We're going to ask you real quick. Someone want to know. They're making trips from Houston to Chapel Hill to Bryan and all of the place back again. And driving these roads, are noticing sometimes they find road hazards, construction barrels in lanes, livestock out. And they want to know who they need to call when they encounter these things. So they've been calling the local county sheriff sometimes, but they don't have all the numbers handy at times. Is there a general statewide number they could call about those things, about stuff being in the roadways?
I've seen that happen in these construction areas. TxDOT is over the construction crews that do highway construction.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had a number to a TxDOT, which they probably don't, I mean, I certainly don't want anybody distracted trying to look for a number or whatever. If you think there's something in the roadway and you can't get to it that's going to cause a wreck, you can call 911 and they'll send a law enforcement to remove it, get it off, whatever, and then we can advise TxDOT or whatever. So calling your local police department is not a bad idea. But if you do know a number, matter of fact, if you go into these construction zones, one of the first signs you'll see, who is actually the contractor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to remember. I know they have their address and stuff up there. What I don't remember if they have a phone number listed. But anyway, I would say TxDOT or your local law enforcement or highway patrol, and we'll get it moved out of the roadway. So that's what I would do.
Okay.
Let's see here. Moving on. Motors assist, trailers, where are we at on time here?
We got a few minutes here, but we also have a phone call here.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today.
Oh, this is, I'm sorry, I will call back later.
Okay. All right.
He thought it was a good question.
Yeah, I think he's a different program.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
It's all right.
Oh, okay.
That's we know cool. who that was. It's okay. He's a good fellow.
Let's see here. I'm trying to see what actually applies. What else would we have going on? You know, my wife asked me this last night. How long can you stay in a rest area?
Like a roadside rest?
Yeah, roadside rest area.
Is there a time that you can?
Yeah, sure is.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I did not know that. So I guess we'll be informed on this, too.
48 hours. You get 48 hours.
Okay.
So anything after 48, then you have to move on.
So okay. Oh, so
I guess it keeps people from just lottering.
Yeah.
Is that the word?
Squatting.
Squatting. Whatever. I mean, so
48 hours is a long time. That's 2 days.
Well, yeah. So here's something that... You ever see these cars going down the road and you wonder and you see the smoke and stuff and there's something going on, either oil or whatever.
I see those big trucks those big diesel trucks that do it all the time.
Okay. So is that like when they're starting up?
When they're shifting gears.
Right.
And you hit the black smoke comes out.
Because they do have a law that says if your vehicle continues to smoke more than 10 seconds, then you're in violation of the law. I saw a car the other day. Where that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got an oil leak and it's leaking onto your engine and mm-hmm. and it's constantly smoke, if it does that more than 10 seconds, that's a violation. So you can get stopped for that. So mm-hmm. Best thing to do is go to a mechanic, find out what's going on with your car.
Yeah.
So anyway.
If smoking 10 seconds, there's almost a fire, you'd almost assume.
It can be a fire.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
Certainly I enjoyed having today's questions and programs. It's hot out there.
Yeah.
We do have some new laws to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
I'll check on the, if the person was curious about different fines or laws on depending what you do with law open carry. We'll check into that and discuss some of that next program.
Mm-hmm.
And, they can call me at 979-776-3147. Or email me at jimmy.morgan@dps.texas.gov. Shoot me an email between now and program. I'll answer your question, but then I'll bring it back with me in the next program.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't really have to wait to this program. They can email you or
yeah.
me, and I'll answer it, but we'll discuss it again when I come back.
Because if you have the question, maybe somebody else does,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, obviously a lot of people like to hear the question
yeah.
and stuff. So anyway.
So, of course, if you didn't catch all his stuff, he has a lot of numbers and dots here and there on his stuff. Please send it to me, mail, M-A-I-L, and I'll send it to him, and you'll take it, and you'll get with them after that.
We'll get it answered.
All right, there you go. Final thoughts. You got about a minute.
Well, I know people are wrapping up vacation time. It's just be careful out there. Our fatality rate is 1877 right now. We've had a lot of fatalities over the summer months. I kind of expected uptick because a lot of people on the roadway. It's hot. I see a lot of flats, a lot of blowouts. Get them tires checked. Your life depends on your tires going mm-hmm. down the roadway. And we've had some fatality accidents for blowout tires. So please do that and show some patience out there and show some common sense. And that would keep you out of a lot of the road rage incidents that we're having on the highways.
All right. Appreciate it. Sergeant Morgan being in studio with us today. This is another edition of Safety Talk on KWHI in Brenham, where it's 10 o'clock.